The Lord tonight. Appreciate His help. I'm glad it's a 14-year-old boy. And at an altar, old-fashioned altar at a youth camp, and some sawdust shavings. And I met the Lord. And I got it all when I met Jesus. And I got it all. I didn't get a little bit here and a little bit there, but I got saved and got eternal life. And same time I got saved, I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. That word Holy Ghost, that don't make me nervous. Don't make me a bit nervous. Amen. And I like what preacher said a while ago. The Holy Ghost, he'll keep magnifying Jesus. He'll keep making much of Him. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Good to be in His house on a Friday night. I don't know of anything more needful for our churches, our community, and our country than for us to be in church on Friday night and to get some help from God. And I appreciate the Lord already. Thank you for letting me come, preacher. It's an honor to be here. It really is. And I'm thankful to get to be here and to get to see many of you again. What a good number of preachers in the building, and I feel like I could probably tag team about anybody. They could preach in this kind of atmosphere, and but I appreciate you. I appreciate those preachers in this church being in there with your pastor, being loyal to your man of God, and you'll never go wrong being loyal to your pastor. Amen. And so I love to see that. And then grateful to have our young people and some folk from our church. I think we had about 35. Now the Gomez family got in back here. And so I'm thankful. I'm overwhelmed by that they take Friday night and come. And now my young people know if they don't come, I'll guilt trip them, amen. But they wanted to be here. They wanted to come. And and I love this. Nothing makes them more excited than to hear. We got a youth meeting to go to. And the first thing they ask is who's preaching. But anyway, and amen. But I love them. I'm proud of my young people. I am. I want them to tell them that. I love them and I'm grateful for them. And then the Lord has blessed us with some adults that are in here helping us and backing us up. I'm just so thankful for that, for how good the Lord has been to us. Luke chapter number 15 tonight will be our text. Luke 15. And I'm really interested in not just giving you notes and thoughts, but my heart is so burdened tonight. And I want to try to just give you what the Lord has made very fresh in my heart this evening. I know you've been in church all week. Our people have been in church Wednesday night, Thursday night, and tonight that are with us. And you've been in church all week, and the Lord's helped you. And I'm grateful for the good reports of what the Lord's doing. And fan the fire, feed it. You know, what God does in a revival meeting, and I know Brother Rackley has said this, God never does anything with temporary in mind. And so just as fresh it is as it is tonight, it can be just as fresh tomorrow and Sunday morning when you meet back up. And revival is just getting back to God, getting everything out and rejoicing in God and letting the Lord work. And I'm grateful we can still have revival, amen. And if you're, and I don't believe anybody's just like this, but if you're of the persuasion that we can't have revival, you're probably in the wrong place. And then please, we don't want you talking to our young people. Because I'm believing that. Brother Jarvis, I believe that God's going to let some young people see some things in these last days. If somebody will pay the price and get a hold of God, I believe sitting among us tonight are some young people that are going to see what they've read about in books for years. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. I believe our babies are going to get to see. And I'm praying that they just get as serious with God as God is with them. Some people just need to get serious with God. We get serious about everything else, but buddy, I'm going to get serious about the things of God. Amen. Now I'm grateful for that tonight. Amen. Right, Luke chapter 15, you know this account. You're familiar with the direction we're going, the prodigal, you know it. Now, when we pray here in just a minute, I want you to ask the Lord to just make it fresh to you. Make it fresh. Don't let familiarity keep you from getting something from God tonight. Boy, wouldn't that be a shame that we sometimes let knowing the Scriptures keep us from getting something from God? We know it. But God has some. I believe it's tonight. We're going to pray. I believe probably tonight, where my heart's at, we're probably serving witness tonight to somebody who's either going to be a heartbreaker or somebody who's going to stay home tonight. I believe tonight there's potential tonight for somebody. You're either going to be a heartbreaker or you're going to stay home tonight, and God's going to honor that. And I promise you, if you'll let Him tonight, God will help you and give you something fresh. All right, let's pray. Father, I'm grateful tonight, Lord, to be in your house. I'm grateful for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for the church this evening. And God, how we've just, Lord, just been able to come right in. And Lord, just hook in together. And God, get help. I want to thank you for that. God, I recognize, Lord, my inability tonight. God, I just go ahead and confess that I'm nothing. I can do nothing. But Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you would speak to me. And God, that you'd speak through me tonight. God, I pray that you'd arrest our ear. God, I know probably among this type of worship, God, there may be some that are wondering, what are they singing about? What are they worshiping about? What are they excited about? And God, I pray that you'd make it real to them tonight, their need for Jesus. God, don't let them leave lost tonight. And God, may they leave here tonight saved by the grace of God. May some young person leave here tonight, God, with an obedience to you and what you desire. God, I pray that you'd work. God, if there's one that doesn't know you, save them. God, if there's a backslider, God, draw them back to you. God, do that work. We need you tonight. God, we need you. God, America needs you. God, our young people need you. Help them to see you and hunger for you. God, we'll thank you for that. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Luke 15 is broken down, and you're familiar. You have a lost sheep, you have a lost coin, and then you have this lost son or this prodigal that we look at. When you walk through Luke 15, you'll find that there is a progression in value. And you start off with a sheep, and if you're a shepherd, then no doubt a sheep is very valuable. You value that sheep. Then you move a little bit further, and then you find, and I know young people don't really realize this yet, but money does not grow on trees. Would somebody give me a witness right there tonight? I mean, it really does not grow on trees. But you'll find that value increases there as there is that silver. And then you find you come here, and yet those sheep and those silver are things that are replaceable. Then we come to the sun, and I'm going somewhere. The sun is something that is irreplaceable. Young person tonight, we're not going to buy a new you at Walmart. You are irreplaceable. You're a soul. You are a life. And you find as accurate, you are not only are you a soul alive, but you're valuable. And that's why God is putting all this together to show you and remind you that you are of great value. If you came tonight and said, nobody cares about me and nobody loves me, you've been lied to, because we love you, and this is a church that does in fact care about you. Verse 11, the Bible gives us this reminder about choices. And he said a certain man had two sons. I find it interesting that Brother Jarvis, that he starts this account, and I know we talk about the prodigal, but he is going to begin the account letting us know that this story isn't just about one son, this story is about two sons. And here in this account, it's two sons, Brother Justin. They grow up in the same home, they're in the same family, they've got the same rules and the same layout, but yet one of them turns into a prodigal, one of them goes to the far country, and then one of them stays at the house. Now, I want to remind you tonight that you are going to be a product of your choices. There's one prodigal that this one son, the younger of them, makes a choice to go to the world. And when he takes his life into his own hands, and when he makes that choice, he makes that, but he does not get to choose the outcome, and he does not get to choose the consequences. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, here's what it says. The Bible said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Can I say that again? Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy servant may live. I thank God that at 14 years old, Jesus passed by my way. And thank God I chose life that night. Amen. I was lost without God, headed for hell. No idea where my life would be. Don't know where I'd be tonight. But I want to thank God that God changed my life. God changed my world. God changed my future. God changed my destiny, because that day I made a choice to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And tonight you have the ability. I would to God tonight, and there are men of God here, but if they would do anything, if they could make the choice for you.
If you're here tonight and you attend the Morning Star Baptist Church, the heartbeat of Brother Rochester is beating for you that you would get to God. The pastor's wife, her heart is beating that you would get to God. Those that came with us, Pastor Finney's heart is beating that you would choose God and live for Jesus. Those from Welcome, I promise you this, Brother Jarvis's heart beats that you would choose God and live for Him. There's two sons, and then followed by that are two choices. Look at verse number 12. The Bible said, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. I look at verse number 12, and I find a person who now is saying, give me. Almost as if he's saying, I am entitled to something. Can I tell you what's killing our young people? Young people, please listen to me. Nobody, I am on your side tonight. But one thing that is choking the life out of good young people is a little word called entitlement. I'm telling you, but it's not just in our young people. If it doesn't get taken care of in our youth, that will grow into pride, and then entitlement will turn into you owe me something, just like the prodigal. Here he is, and now I thought about entitlement, meaning that somebody owes you something, or I deserve. May I remind you, I don't deserve nothing but hell tonight. If I got what I deserved, I would not be in church. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't be up leading a youth choir tonight. If I got what I deserved, my family wouldn't be. But I want to thank God for the mercy of God that does not give me what I deserve. I'm telling you, when I deserved judgment, God gave me grace. When I should have been cast away, God gave me mercy. And the only thing God asked for back is that you and I would lift my voice in praise and realize God has been good to us. The word entitlement deals with an attitude believing that you deserve something special. Or the word entitlement is the opposite of gratitude. How long has it been since you just thanked God for being good to you? Come on, man. How long has it been? He said it already. If anybody should be thankful, I don't expect the world to say thank you. I don't expect politicians to say thank you. I don't expect those that don't know God. I'm telling you, if you've been born again by the good grace of God, you realize what God's done for you. You realize how good God's been to you. We owe Him praise to say thank you, God, for being so good to me. The song said it this way. There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. I say thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. How long's it been since you thank God for a Christian mom and daddy? How long's it been since you thank God for your Bible? How long's it been since you thank God for your youth group? How long's it been since you said, God, thank you for being so good to me? Amen. I'm telling you, you are looking at a spoiled child of God tonight. Woo! He gave me lungs, and then He gave me air to breathe it in. I'm a spoiled child of God. I didn't have to come to church tonight. I got to come to church tonight. And then I got to preach. That's another added blessing. I'm just telling you. You say, preacher, I can score 100 points. That's wonderful. I can play instruments. That's wonderful. I got all kinds of things. But how long's it been since you just thank God for being good to you? He steps out in verse 12 with an attitude of entitlement. It tells us very quickly of what he thought about his father. He looked at Father, give. In other words, you didn't get your portion of the father died. When he looks at his father, it's almost as if he's saying, Daddy, I don't want you running my life anymore. I don't want you in my way. I am ready to bust out and get what I want. What you don't realize is tonight, that whatever stands between you and the world is not your enemy, it's your best friend. I'm telling you tonight, there are some people in here. There's some folks in here who would love to go back and listen that preacher preach one more time. They'd love to go back and hear, go to one more youth meeting or hear that too. I'm telling you, they made some mistakes in their life, but if they'll tell you the truth, they are your best friends. Somebody say amen right there. I say thank God for the preacher that told me about Jesus. I thank God for the preacher that preached against sin. I thank God for the mama who wouldn't just let her boy go. I thank God for some prayer warriors who wouldn't quit praying for me. I thank God for a church that still loves God. I say thank God somebody is standing between you and going to the world. Watch it now. Look, you come to verse 12. Give me. And he divided it. And he divided unto him his living. Give me reminds me of an attitude of, I want my way. I want to do what I want to do. Come here now. I wonder this tonight. I wonder if the handcuffs were taken off, if the authority was removed, what would you do when you left church tonight? Now I'm going somewhere. Just hang with me now. If it was up to you, as to what you did, if it was up to you how you lived your life, and there's somebody watching you, nobody's around, I wonder how you would live your life. Oh, happy day when you don't live right because you have to, but you live right because you want to. Oh, yes. Happy day when you come to church not because you have to, but you come to church because you want to. Happy day when you carry a Bible and read your Bible not because you have to, but because you want to. Happy day when you live for God not because you have to, but because you want to. Amen. Let me move on. Look at verse 13. We're familiar now. Don't let familiarity to get us. In verse 13, I start watching some events unfold. The Bible said in verse 13, in not many days. Notice the hastiness of his decisions. His youth is, Brother Heath, his youth is now playing against him. Here is a youth that says, I know what I want. I know what I'm, oh, help me, Lord. No, no, don't fall out with me right here. But you really don't know what will make you happy. Yeah, man, that's right. You say, yes, I do. If I get this, if I get this money, if I get this guy, or if I get this girl, or if I get brought into this group in school, or if I get if I get this truck, and you get those things, and they will rust and fall through your hands. But I'm telling you, thank God, if you ever meet a man called Jesus, and if you ever get born again by God's grace, he knows how to make you happy. Woo! Hallelujah, Lord. Several years ago, I was in a very early in the morning, I was in a gas station. I went in Brother Gomez and I paid for my gas. And there was a man there, it's early in the morning. He's buying up several packs of beer. He's buying that up, but the Holy Ghost said, ain't you glad I know how to make you happy? You drink everything you can drink and you'll still be empty. You smoke everything you can smoke, you'll still be empty. You pop every pill you can get a hold of and you'll still be empty. You look for it in a boy and you'll be empty. You look for it in a girl and you'll come up empty. Oh, but I'm telling you, thank God the search for satisfaction ends when you get born again by God's amazing grace. Jesus is the end for satisfaction. Amen. He very hastily, some of y'all, listen, young people, stay with me now. You didn't quit rushing, so you're rushing to grow up way too fast. And if you think growing up's tough on you, growing up is real tough on us. I remember when I met Brother Jarvis's girls, and now they're ladies, and it wasn't long ago they couldn't tie their shoes, and that was 2 weeks ago, praise God. But I mean, they're growing up, hallelujah. Love y'all back here, amen. Listen, you're rushing to grow up. You are missing the joy and the benefits of being young. I got stuff that hurts that you don't even know about yet. You better slow it down a little. Can I get a mom and dad and a mama and papa say amen right there? You're wanting to rush this thing, but don't worry. Bills are going to be there. Don't worry. One day you're going to get to pay bills. Woo! And it's amazing when you get old enough to make your decision, it doesn't take long. You're wishing somebody else would make decisions for you. Honey, what you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? You get in a fight, turn around and go back home. Say amen right there. Notice what? Oh, we might need to give an altar call right there. Amen. Amen. I mean, here, not very, are you getting this? He didn't pray about this. He didn't seek counsel on this. He said, I got what I want, and as soon as I can, I'm going out there. I'm telling you, some of you, you don't need a driver's license. Amen. Some of you, you don't need that money in your pocket. Some of you, oh, help me, Lord. I want freedom. I want freedom. I want freedom. But what is it that you want to do with your freedom? If you get that freedom, you might be out in the world. If you get that freedom, you might make a mess of your life. I'm telling you, the best thing you can do is stay at the Father's house and let God bless your life. Not many days. Look at your Bible. Stay with me. The Bible said, after the younger gathered all together, got everything he had, and took his journey. Brother Jarvis, I've never noticed this. I know Brother Jarvis then preached it, but I'm noticing, Brother Rush, not just how he left, but I'm noticing when he left. Can I say this? That when the prodigal left, he left while servants were still serving. In other words, at the Father's house, there were people being busy about the Father's business. Could I say at the house of God, thank God for people who are still busy about the Father's business. You say, preacher, why do you tell me that? Because one of the best things you can do in your youth is to get busy around the Father's house. Can I say something tonight? I know this. I know you just got to stay with me for a little bit. There's some of you tonight, I want to say thank God that you want to be. I saw you sing and you want to be in church. I saw you raise your hand and you want to be in church. You ought to pray, God, help you fall in love with the house of God. Help you fall in love with serving Jesus. The greatest life you'll live is not by being served, but it's serving the King of Kings. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm not serving the devil. I'm not serving Hollywood. I'm not serving the White House, but I'm serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a wonderful life serving Him. He left while servants were serving. Watch this. He left while the Father was still loving him. He had, oh, help me, Lord. He had to step over a father loving him for him to go to the far country. Listen to me, there's some of you, if you go to the far country, you're going to have to walk through love to get there. Help me, Lord. You are going to have... Let me just say this. I don't know if you've heard this today or not, but for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. You say, preacher, nobody cares about me. Nobody's checked on me today. Nobody cares about having food in my belly. Nobody loves me. That's a lie of the devil. Nobody loves me. People can't stand me. That's a lie of the devil. This place would be better if I died. That's a lie of the devil. I'm telling you, God loves you. Let me say it again. God loves you. Preachers, help me. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He loves you so much. And he brought you to the Father's house to keep you from going to the far country. Amen, that's right. He loves you, cares about you. There's some of you tonight, if you're not careful, you're going to miss what God has for you. Let me ask you, people, think about this for just a minute. Amen, if you don't do it for Jesus, it ain't going to last. But I'm telling you, you would break some hearts if you take a far country trip. I'm trying to move on, but you're going to have to bear with me just a little bit. There's some of you just don't realize how much God loves you. You don't realize how much your preacher loves you. You don't realize how much your youth leaders love you. You don't realize how much your mama loves you. You don't realize how much your daddy loves you. You don't realize how much your youth group loves you. You're loved, you're loved, you're loved. And don't go to far country. Heartbreaker, turn around and come home. Heartbreaker, turn around and come home. Don't go to the world. He left while the Father was loving him. Come here now. He left when provisions were abundant. It did not take him long in leaving to get out and realize he didn't have enough to survive in the far country. I'm telling you, those who stay at the Father's house know he's not just enough. He's more than enough. I said, Jesus ain't just enough. I wonder if there are any young people tonight that can raise their hand and say, Jesus has been me. He ain't just been a friend. He's been my best friend. He ain't just fed me. He's fed me abundantly. He ain't just loved me. He's loved me abundantly. He ain't just provided for me. He's provided abundantly. I'm telling you, God's been good to me. You got to stay at the Father's house. There's provisions at the Father's house if you'll just stay. Amen. Amen. I don't know if that's me or not. Just praise the Lord. Just hang on. We're gonna get through it. Amen. You'll stay with me. I'll stay with you. Amen. Amen. The provisions.
I'm going to get a hand out. Get him into TDJ. It's all right. Praise the Lord. It's all right. It's all right. Everybody still in the table?
Devil hates what we're doing here tonight. Somebody say amen right there. Just give me just a second. We'll get this thing moved around. We're going to be all right. Here you are, preacher. He left when provisions were abundant. That's how good the Lord is. One mite goes out, he makes sure there's another one up here to you. Say amen right there. Watch this. He left when the far country was still far. I'm getting ahead of myself, but wait a minute. There's a reason it was a far country. There's a reason his daddy didn't raise him in the far country. That daddy raised that boy up knowing we're not going to be around them. We're not going to do what they're doing in the far country. We're not going to be involved in that down. We're not going to do those things. We're going to do things a whole lot different at the Father. The reason some of you are wanting to leave so bad is because you've got your eyes on the far country. But I'm telling you, that is not where God intends you to live. That's not where God will feed you. That's not where God can bless you. You better stay put, amen. Young people, listen to me. The way you're raised is not a curse. It's not chains. And it's not bondage. Can I say that again? The way you're being, amen. You say, I don't know about, I'm just telling you, there's a devil out there who will try to get in between you and the people that love you and care about you. I wouldn't embarrass Brother Gomez. I love Brother Gomez. Brother Gomez is back here. He was born and raised in Brazil. Brother Gomez, do they have as many churches in Brazil as we do here? No. Are there as many people out there trying to keep people out of the world as there are here? Absolutely not. If I could bring Brother Gomez up here, he'd amen me right beside of me and tell you, you think you got it bad, but I'm telling you, you got it good. You don't have it. You say, preacher, I have to go to church and I have to wear this and I have to carry this and I can't go here. Oh, happy day. I thank God. I thank God for a mama. I thank God for a daddy. I thank God for a church that wouldn't just let their boy go to the far country. It's amazing the things. While you're growing up, Brother Justin, we feel like, I don't like this, I don't want this. And then when you get saved, and then you give your heart to God and you serve Jesus, now you realize the things that you thought was bondage is now freedom and liberty to live for Jesus. Hey, man. You are looking at a free man tonight. You're looking at side of hell. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm not bowing to Bud Dumber. I'm not bowing to Hollywood. I'm not bowing to old dead religion. But God set me free. Amen. Watch this. He left while his brother was silent. I want you young people, listen to me right here. Listen to me. Same family, two choices, two different lives, two different directions. His brother doesn't speak up until he's messed up. And then he's got something to say. Can I just say a word right here? Nobody can reach your youth group the way you can reach your youth group. Amen. Amen. No, no, amen. You say, well, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to take. I'm telling you, here's why, Brother Heath. I would rather sound the alarm. I'd rather say to one of our young people, I love you, you're making some mistakes. I'd rather tell them on this side than when they go to the far country and tell them I told you so, or tell them you can't. Oh no, you don't have to go down there. God give us some young ladies, and God give us some young men with a burden for their youth group. Amen, amen, that's right. Let me give you this. He left when his youth and innocence was still intact. Listen to me, young people. You don't realize what's at stake here. The devil wants your youth and your purity and your mind. Well, oh, help me, Lord. There are some images. There's things he saw. There's things he tasted. There's things he handled in the far country that though he made it back, he'll live every day of his life with those scars. You don't have to. Oh, God. Oh, God. You don't have to warp your mind. You don't have to taste the sin. You don't have to put your hand on it. You don't have to have those scars. Oh, turn your back on the far country. Turn your back on the far country and run to God. Hey, my Lord. How many of you tonight with a hand lifted up toward heaven can say, I found something sweeter in Jesus than the world could ever do? I've had my heart broke, but it wasn't Jesus that did it. Oh, I've had to fix some messes, but it wasn't Jesus' mess. Say, wait a minute, I'm going somewhere. Watch this. When I come through and I realize what he had before he left, I realize something. He had more reasons to stay than he did to leave. I said he had more. I want to tell my young people, I pray ain't nobody on the fence right now. I pray that. But I promise you, you got more reasons to stay with us than you do to leave us. You say, preacher, well, this person promised me this, and this person promised me this. They, not maybe, there will be a day they will let you down. I said he had more reasons to stay than he did to leave. Whoa, hallelujah, Lord. I got more reasons, Miss Hammer, to live for God than I do to go to the far country. I got more reasons to rejoice tonight than I do to go to the far country. I got more reasons to serve God than I do to go to the far country. I got more reasons to preach than I do to go to the far country. You got more reasons to stay than you do to go. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you. If you're looking at it, if you're entertaining it, you got an expectation. Give me one good reason for you to leave tonight and go to the far country. And when you do, you can sit back, get real good and comfortable, Because I can go to midnight telling you why not to. And then I can tag somebody else in. And they can go to their body gives out telling you reasons why. You can't give me one good. You say, well, what about this? And I want that girl. And I want that boy. I want that job. I want that pleasure. I want that popularity. I promise you, that'll leave you so empty, so empty, so empty. But you look at a church full of people tonight. We're not empty. We're not empty. We're not empty. We're satisfied. Satisfied. More reasons to stay. Now come here for just a minute. Now think about this. He's at the door. He's fixing to leave. He walks through the door. And he sees an empty promise of the far country. And he's leaving everything. That's at the Father's house. I'm telling you tonight. Oh, God, draw a heartbreaker. I'm trying to save you some heartache, and bitter tears. And I'm telling you, Lord knows my heart. Help me, Lord. If I could set in a way to convince you, but it's got to be a work in your heart. It's got to be a work in your heart. We love you. You have to walk over us. You have to cry. You have to jump over us. You have to wave through us loving you. But if you go and we can't stop you, but I promise you, you will regret it. He begins the account. I got to give you this. There's so much I'd like to say, but he begins the account in verse 12 and he says, give me. He's entitled. He's got an attitude of arrogance. Come down to verse 17. And he came to himself. What am I doing down here? I remember how good it tasted at my Father's house. Can I say it this way? Maybe you can remember, but I remember how good it was when we were at youth camp together. I remember being there at youth camp with my youth group and worshiping God and God helping us. I remember how good it was to go to those youth meetings. I remember how good it was to go to church on Friday night. I remember how good it was to pillow my head at night and not have all these images in my mind that I can't get out. Oh, I remember, and the Bible said he came to himself. Wait a minute. I don't have, what sin will make you do? Sin will make you forget who you are. Won't you young people, if you're saved by the grace, won't you listen to this preacher? Won't you listen to me? The only constraint, the only holdback besides parents or the home you're in, only thing holding you back from being in the far country is that sweet Holy Spirit. Thank God for the comforter, but thank God for the constrainer. Is anybody else excited about the fact that John said it this way, that when I see him, I shall be like him? Oh, for I shall see, man, there's coming a day. Man, there's coming a day when I'll never again fail him. I'll never again let him down. I'll never again hurt him. I'll never again fail him. Oh, thank God that day's a coming. He came to himself. He came to himself. And he said to himself, wait a minute. How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? It's amazing how many times a heartbreaker, a prodigal, is going to remember the joy of that preacher. He remembers those Sunday school lessons from a lady that loved God. I will arise. I'm leaving here. If you're getting help, you got to leave here. And I'll go to my father and I will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee and am no more worthy. There was an evident sigh of humility. Here's what he's going to do. He's not going to his daddy. He's not going back to his father and saying, everything I did was your fault. You listen, some of you blame, well, it's because of my daddy, it's because of my mama, it's because of this, it's because of this, it's because of that preacher don't love. And you gave all these excuses and you're blaming. It's high time you start taking responsibilities for the choices you make. And when you do, there will be chains that will fall off of you. It's not the older brother's fault. It's not the father's fault. I'm the one at fault. I miss God. I failed God. Oh, if you would just get to a place where quit blaming and quit blaming. God, I'm the reason I'm this way. I'm the reason I'm angry. I'm the reason I'm backslid. I'm the reason I'm lost. I'm the reason. I'm the reason. I'm the reason. And thank God there's liberty. What does he say? He says, I'm going to go back and tell him I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Two little precious words, make me. It's one of thy hired servants. He left saying, give me. He's coming back home to his father and he's saying, Father, make me. Simple words. But it took him an awful long trail and an awful heartbreaking road to get him from give me to make me. That word make me has a couple of meanings and I'm done. Number one, that word make me means, it means to create something out of nothing. Young people, if you're trying to be something in the world's eyes, you're spinning your wheels because Christ wants you to learn how to be nothing. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I want to be something. I want to be the big dog. I want to be the most popular. I want to be the fastest. I want all the guys. I want all. And you're going to keep trying to make yourself something. And when you finally reach it, you are going to be sick of what you have. But Brother Heath, when we realize that we're just a little old nothing. Lord, I can't walk if you don't hold my hand. I can't breathe if you don't touch me to do it. I can't choose right if you don't help me. And Lord, I'm just a little old enough. You're not going to get nowhere with God telling him how good you are and how cool you are. You ain't going to get nowhere with God telling God everything you have to offer him. But when you get where John is, he must end. It means, you know what God can do with you? God can make something out of nothing.
Hey.
Say, preacher, how do you know?
Hey,
you're looking man. At it tonight.
Hey, man. Yes. Hey. Bless the Lord.
One side of my heritage is nothing but chicken fighters and gamblers. On the other side, just a bunch of nobodies nobody ever knew. But one day God got at my grandmother's funeral, God convicted my daddy. My daddy got born again by the grace of God. Wasn't long after that, my daddy announced his call to preach. Went to Bible college, been preaching in passion, living for God. My mama got saved at Camp Zion, Myrtle, Mississippi, under the preaching of Dr. B.R. Lakin. She got born again by the grace of God. What God did, God took a nothing. God took something that didn't have a heritage. God took something that didn't know nothing about God. And he stepped into their world. And when God stepped into their world, God changed my life.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm curious, how many of us ever been helped by the preaching of my pastor, Brother Tony Finney? God ever used him to help you? Where he should have been and where life was taken. If he's here tonight, he could testify. We all could tell it, and we love being. I think you ought to tell it so much, everybody else knows your testimony. Brother Justin, tonight, if he's even still alive, it should be a life a whole lot different. Head born into a family of moonshiners used to run liquor up down the mountains. Didn't know nothing about God and just sin and sin. But yet somewhere there was a little granny that got a hold of a little grandboy. And so the devil and the world's crowd, you ain't getting this one. And God saved him and changed his life. And now his life's being used to reach people. Yet the devil's lying to some of you. And he said, you'll never amount to anything. You can't do anything for God. But only if you'll realize that you are nothing. And he is everything. God is good at taking nothing and making something. Brother Gomez, we wouldn't know each other weren't for Jesus. Brother Gomez be down in Brazil. I want to ask our young people something. How many of you, and Brother Gomez, I'm just trying to mind the Lord right here, and I'm trying to wind her down. Just bear with me. Brother Gomez, how many of you in our church are you? Brother Adrian Gomez has been a blessing to you and an inspiration to me.
Amen. It might not mean much to y'all, but we may have to clear us out a spot here. What I'm telling you is that God takes nothing. There's another definition of that word. That word also means, the word make me means to be the author of. Here's what he's coming back and he's saying. I've wrecked it and I've ruined it and I've got my way and I'm nothing. And he's saying, okay, Father, I want you. I hadn't done a good job. But I want to turn this over to you. And if you will, I'd like for you to go ahead and write out the rest of my life. I'll never forget the night my wife. Well, she wasn't my wife here, she's my girlfriend, but I'm telling you, it didn't take long after she got saved. I was praying her in, praise God. Lord, let her be half blind. Say amen right there. I remember when a teenage girl got up from out of a pew. A man of God got through preaching on the high cost of low living. She jumped up out of a pew. She ran in the altar. She got saved that night. I don't know where she'd be had she not gotten saved. I tell you what she did on that night, she got saved. She handed God the pen. And said, Lord, I'm not doing a good job running my life. I'm going to hand this thing over to you. See, some of you tonight, story, your life hadn't been written yet. Here's what you need to do tonight. Here's what you need to do. You need to find you a place on the altar. And say, Lord, I'm not trying to run it. I'm not trying to rule it. I'm siding with you against myself that I don't know what's best for me, but I know you do. I wonder if there's still any young people that would say, I don't want to break mama's heart. I don't want to break daddy's heart. I don't want to break my youth group's heart. My youth, I don't. But oh, when you pass this over to him, I don't want to break my father's heart. I don't want to break his heart. I want to stay right here at the Father's house. Amen. I give you this, I'm done. Pianist is coming. Listen to me. Give me is you trying to get what you want. Make me is when you find you a place and say, God, it's not about what I want anymore. But from this day forward, I want in my life what you want. You're either going to be a heartbreaker or you're going to stay home. What are you going to do? My Father, I love you. Thank you for being good. Thank you for being merciful. God, we need you. God, help somebody. Help somebody get off that trail. Please, God, tonight, move on to sweet Holy Ghost. Help us get honest with God. Please, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. While she plays, you mind God tonight. That's it. Just come on. Let's all stand together. Heads are bowed. Heads are bowed this evening. You pray. If you know God, you pray. Say, preacher, I feel like things are good in my life. I would get in this altar. Preacher, I feel like everything's good. I would get in this altar tonight and beg God to help me not go to the world.
To you I owe what none could pay, a debt of love, a debt of faith, to withhold a portion small would be to rob you of it all. With peace I rest beneath your wing, not bound by gain or earthly thing.
Just keep coming, keep coming. Get you not some help tonight. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder how close you are to being a prodigal. How close are you to the far country?
Me set apart and holy.
Good kids go to the far country. Religious kids go to the far country.
'Tis you I love and
don't be a heartbreaker. Don't be a statistic.
To you my longing.
Love God. Live for God.
Doth implore.
Give it to God.
To cleanse my mind.
That's
and
it. That's it. Keep coming. Keep coming.
To shield me from.
You're not. You're lost. You need prayer help. Raise your hand. We'll get somebody to you. Come on. Just come to God.
My
Don't leave like you came. Don't leave bitter like you came. If you don't do business, I may never be in a service with you again.
By your death, not satisfied unless you find me set apart and holy.
Oh, he's forgiven. You say, preacher, I've done some things. You're in a good place. Give forgiveness tonight. He'll forgive you. You're his. He'll forgive you.